Several states are trying to limit abortions by giving public money to private, often religious, crisis pregnancy centers. There are several thousand of these centers across the country. The increase in support they're receiving comes as states cut funding to Planned Parenthood. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that in Ohio, abortion opponents hope to greatly expand public support for crisis pregnancy centers this year.
If you Google abortion, Columbus, halfway down the first page is a headline, Your Right to Choose. It's for Pregnancy Decision Health Center, which actually aims to stop women from having an abortion. I visit one of PDHC's six sites. Like many such centers, it's right next door to a Planned Parenthood.
We just have a little meeting area here. And
Operations Director Julie Moore shows me a cozy room for private chats, a larger space with a couch.
All of our services are free of charge, and so this is our ultrasound room.
It looks like a medical office, but for some eye-catching objects on a side table. Bright, pink, detailed models of fetuses. Moore says PDHC also offers parenting classes, diapers, help signing up for public assistance, and support.
If you are suspecting you may be pregnant, that can be a very unsure time, and you're really just looking for answers.
When I was 20, I found out I was pregnant, and I was abortion-minded just because I was very afraid to tell my family.
Whitney Wall says she grew up in a Christian conservative home. Sitting in her own living room now, she remembers she had Planned Parenthood's number in her cell phone until a friend suggested Pregnancy Decision Health Center instead.
And I just remember feeling like it was something I had to be very ashamed of, and it was like my dirty little secret.
But when the pregnancy test came back positive, Wall says the women at the center were happy for her.
I remember Rita, one of the nurses, came in and she was like, whoa, you know, congratulations, mommy-to-be. And I just like got on my knees and started bawling because I'm like, oh my gosh, this really is happening. And for some reason at that point, it felt like there's another person that I need to think about.
Wall says the center helped her work up the courage to tell her parents, drop out of college, and arrange an open adoption. Her son's now five. She keeps a stack of photos on a bookshelf.
He's little.
Big smile.
Yes, he was really cute.
A happy story. But critics point out crisis pregnancy centers are unregulated. They say they offer incomplete information at best, and that many coerce women with misinformation.
Overwhelmingly, these centers were run entirely by volunteers, did not have medical staff.
Jamie Miracle of NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio sent women undercover to 55 of Ohio's pregnancy centers. They found counselors who said abortion causes breast cancer and infertility or leads to drug abuse and depression. None of that supported by rigorous medical research. When the women asked how they could keep from getting pregnant,
none of them offered birth control services. And overwhelmingly, if they did even discuss anything at all, it was abstinence is the only way to go. Just don't have sex anymore and you won't be in this situation.
Another NARAL investigation in Virginia secretly recorded a counselor warning of miscarriages.
Well, they scrape it. They scrape it very deeply. So
abortion scrapes the uterus wall smooth, the counselor says, and leaves scar tissue a fetus can't stick onto.
And so you wind up having miscarriages.
The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says one abortion does not affect future pregnancies. In addition to funding crisis pregnancy centers, some states are trying to push women to go to them. A South Dakota law says women must visit one before having an abortion. That's being challenged in court. Other states and cities have tried to regulate pregnancy centers, requiring them to state clearly whether they provide abortion and whether medical professionals are on site. But courts have blocked most efforts, siding with centers who say they're merely exercising free speech.
We are not here in any way to misinform women or lead them astray.
Julie Moore of PDHC in Columbus says she sees her role as empowering women.
I literally have worked with women who have come in and said, I wanted to have my baby. And, you know, my stepdad told me that I was too young and too dumb and I couldn't do this.
Pregnancy centers not only tell women, yes, they can keep their baby, but they should. If Ohio's abortion opponents have their way, more taxpayer money will help drive home that message. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.